A new, more secure computer is on the way to protect our most sensitive data. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sebastian Defner, assistant professor of physics at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, explores quantum supremacy and how it could keep our data safe in the future.
The last couple of decades have seen an unprecedented change in our lifestyle. Today, it has become perfectly normal to carry your smartphone pretty much anywhere you go, and to constantly share information in social networks and clouds. What most people don't realize is the threat that arises from this exposure of the most private and sensitive information. Researchers in physics, engineering, and computer science are working hard to develop better, faster, and more secure computers to protect our data. After years and years of failed attempts, we finally stand at the verge of a technological revolution. In the past few years, the first devices have become available that promise to exploit the so-called quantum supremacy. The phrase quantum supremacy means that quantum computers are not restricted to working only with zeros and ones. Actually, there are a lot more quantum states, which are rather exotic and that lie somewhere between zeros and ones. The sheer number of these quantum states makes it virtually impossible to crack information encoded in them. From good old thermodynamics, we have a pretty good understanding how much energy is consumed by classical computers. For example, if we know how many zeros have to be flipped to send a selfie into a social network, we know exactly how much energy will be drawn from the battery of your smartphone. However, due to the rather exotic nature of quantum states, quantifying the energy necessary to run a quantum computer is a much harder task. In our research, we've been focusing on exactly this issue. Since quantum computers have all these extra states between zeros and ones, we need to find new estimates for the amount of energy necessary to flip between different quantum states. For some special cases, we've already been successful, but our general theory is still lacking. Therefore, we are currently working on developing a new theory, quantum thermodynamics, that will allow us to quantify the energy we need to operate quantum computers.
That was Sebastian Defner of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.